Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There may be a rival suitor for the assets that 21st Century Fox is selling to Disney. Comcast announced today that it's preparing an offer worth more than the current bid from Disney for a collection of 21st Century Fox properties, including Fox's film and TV studio, regional sports network, some cable channels, and a stake in Hulu. It's not only a higher bid. If Comcast goes ahead with the offer, it would be all cash. Well, joining us now is Charisse Jones of USA Today. Hi there, Charisse.
Hello.
So Comcast, which also owns NBC Universal, is saying that no final decision has been made on this. But what details do we know about the potential deal thus far?
Yeah, Comcast is saying that it is seriously considering making a bid that would be all cash and top an agreement that was tentatively entered into between Disney and Fox that would be worth about $52 billion. So it's kind of thrown a wrench in something that was kind of proceeding at full speed.
I see. Now, does the all cash aspect of this make a difference?
It makes a difference in terms of who Fox wants to go with in terms of these two suitors, because all cash carries a tax liability that the all-stock offer from Disney does not, even though the value is significantly higher with Comcast's offer.
Mm. Now, government regulators have raised concerns about a different merger, AT&T Time Warner. I mean, this one is another potential giant media merger. Would either company be more likely, I mean, Comcast versus Disney, to get the government to sign off on the deal?
Yeah, Disney might have a harder time because they already own ESPN. And if they get these regional Fox networks that focus on sports along with FX and some of these other properties, there might be concern that they could push up the cable rates that people pay and that's too much power that's concentrated in that one entity. So they might have a slightly harder road to go in terms of their competition with Comcast.
Mm. Now, we know that more people are using streaming services such as Netflix and that legacy cable channels, maybe they're losing viewers over time. And this seems like obviously to be an almost inevitable trend with technology. I mean, what does the fact that there's competition over this deal signal about the media industry overall?
You know, it means that content is king. You've got all of these old school traditional companies that are trying to stay in the game and they're trying to corral as many sources of content, high quality content that they can find so that they can compete in this new streaming landscape. I mean, Netflix has 100 million paying subscribers around the world. And so you've got to, you know, get in that space. Netflix has the new deal with the Obamas and Shonda Rhimes. And so this is really the future of where people are going for their entertainment.
I mean, I'm seeing here that 21st Century Fox owns about 30% of Hulu. Disney and Comcast each have 30%. So regardless of who gets it, Disney or Comcast, the new merged company would have a controlling stake, right?
That's right. They would own at least 60% of Hulu, which is another streaming service. And so it would make them a much better competitor when it comes to Amazon and Apple and Netflix. And so that's why this is so important to both of those companies.
Wow. And a huge price tag. So content is absolutely king. Charisse Jones of USA Today, thank you so very much.
Thank you.